at you in that tank top, and I'm like, damn, like, I you would whoop my ass, dude. You're huge.
No, you would think I'd beat you in a fight.
Yeah,
you're big. D1 wrestling.
No, you're big.
You think I know how to fight? Look at where I grew up.
You're big. And
who am I fighting out there? You never my know. Dog?
Yeah, maybe.
My baby.
Your dog would be a good fight too, Loki. Your dog's pretty good.
You say that because he's black? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right, we're fucking rolling, man.
Let's go.
Let's go. Jake, welcome to the Late Night Drive, buddy.
I appreciate you so much for having me on.
Dude, man. Of course. You already had me on yours once. So really quick, we got a fellow podcaster on here with us. Mm-hmm. Good friend Jake on you. I mean, what's the podcast? Tell me about it.
It's a Pick'em Up podcast. I host it with me, my homie Zach, my homie Jordan, my homie Cooj. And we had just started it within the past year. And it's taken off more than I thought it would, and I'm excited to be here and talk to everybody.
It's entertaining. Yeah, I went on it once, and it was, like, genuinely just a lot of fun. Like, just bullshitting and telling stories, like, kind of the same thing as this one. We got Zach here. We got Hanky. Mm-hmm. Welcome. We got a bit of an interesting episode here. So, obviously, this is the first person where you actually have, like, kind of something to promote. You're not just... some right. random hoodlum.
I think that was the same with when you came on my podcast as well. I was like, this is a fellow podcaster.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we connected like that. We had so much to like talk about. And,
and
it was an awesome experience on my podcast. And I'm stoked.
Dude, I've been so excited to have you on. Because I wanted to have you on, like, even obviously before you had me on. Because me and you talk all the time.
Yeah, you started the podcast when?
Like 2 years ago, technically. I didn't take it serious until like now. But,
right, but you've been doing this double the time that I have. So.
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of it was definitely bullshit, though. Like, at first it started off in the car, and we were recording with a phone.
Right.
So, and like, you did that too in the beginning, too, you were saying.
Yeah, I was on a phone, and then we bought a microphone off Amazon for like $40 with a gift card that I had. And, you know, actually Jordan got it with the gift card that he had.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. It was scrappy. And I didn't have enough storage on my iPhone to even record podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we were doing like 15, 20 minutes. Then we started doing way too much time, like an hour 45. And then my phone just stopped recording. So we wound up using Jordan's phone and getting an adapter so he could use the $40 mic. And then we came into contact with these mics here. It's Yeti, right?
Yeti
mic. And... and my mom talked to one of the places, one of the electronic stores by us, and they got us half off for our mic.
What?
So, yeah, because we have a podcast, so.
Well, I didn't know that shit. I paid full price for that fucking thing.
Right, so what are these usually?
Yeti, by the way, Yeti, please sponsor us. Right. I mean, we need it.
Dude, we say that all the time. If we ever talk about, like, a major brand, we're like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you, like, just sponsor us.
We'll shit on a brand, and then, like, 5 seconds. Like, Zach will shit on a brand, and then 5 seconds later, I'm like, I don't agree with him at all. Like, please sponsor me. But if you don't sponsor me, also fuck you. I think we did that with Beats. Right. We did that with Beats last episode.
Imagine,
actually.
Because I don't like Beats, but I also own a pair of Beats. Yeah. Right. And also, if you're curious about what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm. We're doing this again?
Of course. Yeah. We're doing
this. Oh my
this.
God, I don't
until
do
you
this
swear
again.
Less. So he swears a bunch. And we need him to swear less.
Okay.
So we keep record. Mm-hmm. And then I forgot to buy it, but we're going to buy a shock collar.
You still haven't bought it?
No, I forgot.
We got to get that before we go to Colorado.
I know. But I got to buy a shock collar. So then the loser has to wear that shock collar.
Like all of the podcast? Or
yes.
Okay.
Wow. And you get shocked every time you swear.
We're going to try to Pavlov dog him into not swearing again. Because we'll have a combination of like 6 F-words between me and him.
Right.
But then he'll have 30.
That was literally the last one. It was
like tallies.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. It's like a 6 to 30. I mean, it's bad.
I might as well get us started off going. So this word is fuck, and the other ones is other. Correct?
Other.
Get him. So, get him. He
I'm
said get him.
No, I'm getting him.
Get him.
Now, just because I said other, is that also
no,
Italian?
Other oh, no. is like oh, shit, ass.
You morons.
The other ones.
How am I still losing? What? Two? What? But what were the others that I said?
I didn't count bullshitting, so you're lucky.
Why didn't you count?
You count because he said it.
He goes,
wait, no. Okay, hold on. You better give yourself one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Ridiculous.
No, I mean that's good. You are definitely. Wow, you already have what 5 on there, huh?
Yeah,
5 on the board.
It's a problem. This is the most other I've ever had. Like it's always like 30 F bombs and like 4 or 5.
Yeah, other.
It's bad, dude. My parents, my mom and my dad listen to this, and both of them like. Pointing out that, like, my mom tells me I swear a lot all the time. That's because I live with her. But then, like, when my dad called me because he listened to the podcast, which was really cool. And he was, like, kind of giving me some, like, tips and stuff, just, like, a completely different, like, viewpoint.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rather than, like, my little brother, per se, who's 19-year-old or 20-year-old in college.
Who likes swear words. Yeah.
God. Yeah, exactly. But exactly, yeah. So it was a fun thing. And he goes, it was funny. And he said, he goes, you guys swear a lot. I was like, we do? He's like, well, you swear a lot. I was like,
I mean, honestly, with every single podcast I've listened to, because I noticed that with our first episode that we recorded, I guarantee you this tally board would have been filled up with how many swear words that we had on there. And it's really, you're just hanging out with the boys.
Yeah,
you can't
swearing's fine, but to keep it under control.
Yeah, that's true. I guess this works. Better. The shot collar idea, whose idea was that? Is that yours? That's a great idea.
It was my idea to tally them, right? But then Zach was like, oh, well, you're going to lose every time, so we should all of a sudden make a punishment.
That's a great idea. Now that we've been having like more important guests on, I feel like my swearing has definitely declined. But, I mean, when we have a boys episode, which we try to do like every three episodes we have, we have, what, like 27 episodes as of tomorrow coming out?
And damn.
I know, we've been racking
big moves,
one a week. Yeah. And since these episodes that came out on our boys episodes, I swear a significantly amount more. Mm-hmm. Like, so much more.
Because you guys build off each other.
Right, exactly.
Which isn't bad. Like, as long as it fits. It's definitely has to do with fitting. Like, something like that, it makes sense. But, like, let's say you have, like, your mom on, and you're swearing. You're still pulling 50 swear words an episode. Like, I feel like that's part of it. Because I plan at some point, like, having, like, my mom or probably my mom and my dad. Not at the same time. Mm-hmm. But, like, not at the same time.
I want mine. Are your parents divorced?
Yeah.
Mine are, too. Dude, we should do a parents divorced parents episode. That would be hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Because my parents hate each other.
What if we just made it really awkward? I interview your parents. You interview my parents.
That would be crazy.
So weird.
That would be so funny, dude.
We just give each other questions. Not to ask, I would ask all of them.
No, absolutely. I don't think there's a question that I don't think I would care what questions.
Your dad is funny though. Your dad's mad funny.
I forgot he came down the steps.
Yeah, I really haven't met him, but like, I've heard stories from like you guys, and then when he came down the stairs that one time.
No, he's hilarious. Yeah,
he seems really cool. My dad's kind of. I feel like our dads would probably be friends. Like,
100%.
My dad's pretty strange.
I mean, I like that. I like the more strange, the more unique of a person, the more character they have. No, I like that. I'm definitely a character person. I can't get along with someone who's a plain Jane.
Yes,
it's not me.
Exactly. I feel like the worst. I don't want to be like mean, but like the worst type of people that I don't like being around are. Like suck ups.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? There's like always, like, it happens a lot at like parties or stuff.
I have
like
a story on that.
Oh. Hit me with it.
So, I don't think we started the podcast when I was telling the story of our most recent episode that's out now, which was titled Content Creators. And it was randomly on a Monday. My friend Dez had hit me up. I had never formally met him, but we have. I mean, texted for like 3 or 4 years on and off. He's a content creator, mainly on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And he was like, dude, like, I'd love to come on the podcast like sometime. And I texted him randomly and I was like, hey, like, we're doing a podcast. Would love to have you on.
Right.
And he was like, okay, sounds good. I'll let you know by this time if I can come on. And I was like, all right, whatever. I was like, yeah, he's probably not going to come on, whatever. He's got like 100,000 followers on TikTok. Pretty good following.
Oh, damn.
And he was like, hey, I'm going to come on and I'm going to bring a few people with me if that's cool. And I was like, shit, like, it's a Monday. I have one class on a Tuesday. Like, that's fine. And he was like, do you mind, like, if we, like, drink or whatever? And I was like, I don't care. Like, I have my own apartment. Like, it's not a big deal. Talked to my roommate. He said he was cool with it. Dez wound up coming over. He brought a guy named Jordan, whose TikTok name is King Cringe. He has 1.5 million followers on TikTok. He wound up bringing a girl named Summer Rios, and then two of her friends. And Summer was on season 1, 2, and 3 of the 2022-2023 American Idol seasons.
Damn!
So she was on 3 seasons, made it 3 seasons. Insane. I didn't know that until halfway through the podcast. But then my roommate was like, hey, like, you invited friends over. I'm going to invite some friends over. There wound up being 12 people that were on the podcast. Not all 12 people talked, but I have the same mic, so we put on the surround sound. So everyone could, you know, kind of get a word in. But you know, this kid named Jordan was here who had 1.3 million or 1.5 million followers on TikTok. And, you know, I'd really, you know, he's like kind of a celebrity. You know, he hangs out with like Bradley Martin, like hangs out with some big people, like hangs out with like Bryce Hall. And I didn't really treat him differently than any of the other guests. Right. I wanted to, you know, everyone to be able to talk on the podcast. But one of my teammates who was there with me knew who, you know, Jordan, a.k.a. King Cringe was prior to coming on the podcast. And the only reason he came over is to meet him. And we were on the podcast, and like the entire time, he was just like, "You ready for this?" He was dick riding.
So I marked me down for another week.
He was dick riding the entire time. And it wasn't like noticeable until we ended the podcast, because we ended the podcast and we kind of all hung out after, you know, we drank, we had a good time. And I was able to meet like these kind of like, you know, content creator celebrities more one-on-one. But this dude, I mean, this one of my teammates and one of my, you know, my friends that I go to school with had like King Cringe almost in a corner, just like talking to him with his arms crossed, like oh my God, so I've always wanted to be a TikToker. Like, I'm so jealous of you, blah, blah, blah. Do you make money off TikTok? Just over there, like going crazy. And I swear, I think I talked to King Cringe maybe like 3 times the whole night, you know, besides the podcast. Yeah. And this guy, I mean, from like 7 p.m. to like, we stayed up to like 4 or 5 in the morning on a Monday night. And he just talked to him and just talked his ear off. And
Poor guy.
And it was funny because my roommate pointed it out. He was like, look, like, why is he dick riding this guy so hard? Like, for what? And I was I have no idea. You
know, that's so cringy.
Asking for his number, his Snapchat, everything like that. And I was like, kind of weird. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not a famous person at all. But, like, sometimes I deal with that with, like, fuck off. I almost swore 3 times getting angry that I swore. But no, like, I have friends where, like, I've had to, like, call them out where I was like, don't ever, like, say that again. We were at dinner one time. EB, I'm going to call him out. EB, I love him to death. And I think sometimes he dick rides without realizing he's doing it. He just does it.
I feel like nobody realizes they're doing it. Well, that's now.
Sometimes there's a motive. Right. But, like, sometimes he just does it because he's just, like, that genuine, like, he's just that interested sometimes. But, like, one time we were at dinner. We, like, all went out to dinner. It was for fantasy. Before, like, a fantasy football thing, we were discussing rules and stuff. See that, guess? That was great. Take one off for that. No, I'm kidding. we were at Chili's. Do you remember this? Were you there for that?
I went to Chili's once.
We were at Chili's, and it was all of us. And we're all, like, joking around, obviously. I don't remember what he said, but he said something funny, and, like, we all laughed. And, like, I laughed pretty hard, but not anything crazier than all my other friends. He's like, yeah, did you think that was funny, Aaron? And I was like, I remember I looked at him, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was like, it was so, the whole table heard it. Like, the whole table was just like, what the hell? And I was like, don't do that. And I immediately, like, I didn't make fun of him, but I literally told him, like, don't, like, something isn't funny because I think it's funny. If it's funny, it's funny. Like, if it's funny to you, then it's funny. Don't worry about if I think it's funny. Yeah. Like, even if the whole table didn't laugh, like, okay, then it becomes a thing of, if I didn't laugh, but the whole table laughed, does that make it not funny?
Yeah.
It's also weird. He doesn't do it anymore. This is a while. This is a long time ago.
This happened often?
No. Well, no, I wouldn't say so. Because I think I called him out very quick on it.
Yeah.
And it was, because it was just one of those things where it was like, there's not, like, we're friends. Mm-hmm. Like, even if we're not friends, like, don't, I cannot stand that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've been at parties where, like, I know, or I'm, like, with the people who are throwing the party,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll be, like, dudes who all of a sudden are, like, very interested in talking to me.
Yeah.
And it's, I will never be mean, and I'll talk to you, and I'll give you that time of day, but, like, I notice it. No, you know what I mean? And I'm not acting like I'm bigger or better than you. It's just that, like, I'm going to talk to you exactly how I would talk to any of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, because I'm a...
Yeah, maybe a little different.
Mean.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't even know what to say, how to not swear. I'm a dickhead to my friends. I just take that one on the chin. But it's just weird, like, doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I so much more enjoy people who, like, just don't. Like, mm-hmm. who are the opposite. Like, one of the things that we're having someone on soon who's friend from high school, and I haven't talked to him since high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't even, like, really close friends in high school. We would talk if we saw each other.
Right.
And when he reached out, like, he was just like, "Hey man, I think I would have some good stories to, like, bring on and all that." Not in the slightest did he, like, suck up to me
mm-hmm.
at all. And I was like, "Absolutely, you're getting on. Like, I'm gonna get you on right away if I can."
No, that's nice. Like, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, I would never like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the same thing on, like, with lacrosse, like, in sports.
Yeah.
Like, I was a captain. Like, for example, my senior year. I was captain. I was the head captain, and like, people would just do that same type of stuff. Like, oh, like, was that funny, Aaron? It was like, stop.
Especially, like, the freshmen, like, the people, like, underclassmen coming in. I could see how they.
Yeah.
But that's, like, that's almost, like, traditional. Like, you mm-hmm. kind of want a little bit. You kind of want that respectability, you know, of someone who comes in and looks up to you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a thing.
Yeah.
But back to your friend EB. You said his name.
Yeah, EB.
Right, back to him. I feel like Could that have been like a little bit of sarcasm that he was portraying?
The way he said it, that is something he would do in sarcasm, but the way he said it, he like was laughing. He's like, yeah, was that funny? And I, like, I remember like I was friends with this kid Tyler at the time, and Tyler like thanked me. He was like, thank you so much for saying that. Because it was weird. He's just one of those people. I hate that I'm just trash talking EV because he's genuinely one of my best friends.
That's like, good. Sometimes best friends.
He does not suck at, like, me and him are talking about starting a podcast because all we do is just argue. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hilarious. It's all we do.
That would be a good podcast.
Exactly. So, like, he does not do that anymore. He probably did it, like, maybe once or twice. Mm-hmm. But it was just one of those things, like, if I had someone famous in here, right? I don't, like, Waka Flocka, which, by the way, right. You're going to tell that. You have to. You have to tell the story.
Yeah, I will.
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. But, like, if I had a famous person in here, like Waka Flocka, majority of my friend group, I would like to say, would just be cool. Like, if he's here, like, we would just, it would be the same.
Right.
Like, it'd be a little different because he, like, obviously Waka Flocka's here.
Yeah.
But that would be, like, we would all be very cool about it. But same thing, Evie would lock him in a corner. Mm-hmm. Lock him in a corner and talk his ear off the whole day. And it would be, like, weird questions. You wouldn't be like, oh, how'd you get in the music game? Right. He would be like, what do you think of Korn?
Right. I had a weird question for him.
Do you watch
I
Star
asked him.
Wars?
I was going to, well, I didn't ask him. I was going to ask him. I thought about it in my head. I was like, why are you so damn tall? Waka's like 6'5".
He's 6'5"?
He's huge. Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. He ain't skinny either.
No, he's not.
Like, not fat. Like, he's built.
He probably weighs like 240, 250.
God, damn. He's a big dude. Grown man. Yeah, is goddamn a swear word?
I don't think we've been counting damn as a swear word.
But goddamn, like, you can't say that in church.
Well, we also didn't say God. We said we also said God.
To be honest.
True.
We didn't say God. We said God wasn't a swear word, and we also said damn wasn't a swear word. So I don't know if it changes.
What about Jesus? Or Jesus Christ? Would that be a swear word?
I don't think so.
I think Tito would say very different.
Well, because we also didn't count hell as a swear word.
Yeah, true.
It's pretty much a shit and ass.
Nothing biblical. Nothing biblical is a swear word then.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's good.
Tina would very much disagree. And that means Pops would very much agree. You know, because that's...
Because they're opposites?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, no. I agree to that. No, back to your whole point of just kind of... Like, I feel like, I mean, I don't care how many times I swear on here because I don't think I'm going to be the one wearing the collar.
You won't. Yeah, but honestly, swear a lot and we'll just punish the next guest.
Yeah, it'll be over. You got a lot of catching up, so you're good.
No,
yeah,
that's
you're
very doing true. Very well.
You're not going to beat me. As much as I want you to beat me, you're not going to.
I do want to. If this is a boys' episode, which it is a boys' episode, if this is a boys' episode of the Pick 'em Up podcast, I feel like I would have some competition, which is definitely true.
Dude, do it. It's fun. No, it's fun. Get a shot collar on with it. Because then it gets scary.
Our last episode, well, we have this thing that's been going on for like, I want to say the past 6 or 7 episodes, and it's called the like Wheel of Doom, and we do challenges. So either before or during the podcast, whether we have guests on or not, we all have our names on this wheel, and the last person that the wheel spins, that wheel hits on, we have to, or they have to perform like a challenge or do a challenge.
Oh, so some of
like the challenges, I mean, we had like, our co-host Zach go down like a slide of snow, slide of ice, like in his shirt and shorts, or no shirt and in shorts. We had
It was like 10 degrees out.
Yeah, it was freezing. It was freezing. Freezing. It was absolutely pitiful. And then we splashed Jordan with a bucket of ice water, and when he was in his underwear, like when it was 10 degrees outside. I think we had Peanut, which is a guest that you need to have on here.
I want to meet him.
He's just hilarious. We had him shotgun a full beer. With 2 scoops of Gatorade powder in it. Just like weird challenges.
And that one was foul. I'm going to be honest. The rest of them were like, they're like very harmless. But that one, I was like, because I listened to it, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think he threw up. His was non-alcoholic beer too. His was just basically carbonated water. Yeah.
I feel like that made it worse.
Yeah,
probably. Carbonated water?
Because he didn't even get a buzz after.
Are you a sparkling water guy?
No. I've been drinking these Liquid Deaths a lot, and so I have the good option.
Sponsor us, by the way. Both of our podcasts, please.
Liquid Deaths are amazing. A lot of the podcast amazing hosts, not just mine. Like, I mean, all of them, like Bad Friends, Joe Rogan Pocket, like they all drink Liquid Death, which is awesome.
Oh yeah.
So I went to the gas station today, and I was like, do I want sparkling Liquid Death? And I was like, no.
I had it once. I bought it. I was with Hanky, actually. We were going to a Browns game. I bought it on accident. It was horrible.
Was it the plain one or the
It was plain.
I can drink the plain.
My stepmom's like a big vegan, and like, not to ever, you know, like shit on vegans or anything.
gotcha.
But she drinks this sparkling water that's like orange mango, and usually I'm like, oh, that sounds good. I tried it, and it was like acid in my throat.
I drink it primarily water. Sparkling water.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because it's my mom buys it, and I rather have it. I rather have that little bit of flavor.
It's
than
just
no
spicy
flavor.
Water.
Yeah, I think it's I'd rather gross. Just drink plain water. I think, yeah. I mean, like, think about
like it.
If you're dehydrated and you're going to the desert, would you rather have just plain water, or would you rather have mango sparkling water? Probably just plain water.
If a dentist spit in your mouth.
So I found like a chest with both of these in there.
Yeah. What are you grabbing out first?
First, I would put probably the plain water first.
Right.
But I don't think it's less hydrating.
Okay, what if the plain water was warm, but the sparkling water was cold? Now what are you picking? We're not even saying hot, like just lukewarm.
Well, first, I still get to drink both? Or
yeah, what are you picking first? What are you grabbing first?
First, if it's cold, the sparkling water. If I'm in a desert?
Honestly, I would drink like warm, like hot, straight water before.
I would drink the hot water, then dump out the sparkling water to save somebody else's
agreed.
Life.
You I totally agree.
That's good.
I think I would
crack open that sparkling water, I'd pour it on my head because it's cold, and then I would drink the hot water.
Yeah, there it is.
Wait. I would say actually mix the two waters, so then we make it lukewarm, and then there's no sparkling water.
You must not be a big flavor guy, huh?
No, I like... That's why I drink from the extra flavor rather than just plain water.
You ever seen those videos, though, where like, the people like will get kids at parties to like... They'll say it's alcohol... But it's really not. It's like juice.
And then the kids act like they're
the
drunk.
Placebo
yeah.
Effect.
Yeah, the placebo
I love that.
Effect. Yeah.
Placebo effect. I think they're faking little bitches.
That's exactly
what I shouldn't have swore. That was dumb.
No, it's alright. I one time gave a girl an Advil instead of, no, it's ibuprofen instead of anxiety medication. I probably shouldn't say that. I never did this. Hypothetically, no. My roommate had this girl over who has crazy anxiety disorder, freaks out for no reason. And she had asked if anyone had like a Prozac or something to calm her anxiety down. And I was like, yeah. Like I got, because she was like trying to leave and I think she was like under the influence a little bit of something else. I think it was like marijuana, was alcohol. But I still didn't like wanted to drive. I didn't think it was safe. And she's like,
to
I'm
drive
freaking
home,
out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. If she's trying to drive home, yeah, go for it.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, I don't really want her to drive or anything. I want her to stay safe. I don't really know who she is. You know, it'd be bad news for me if she, you know, something happened to her and she came from our apartment. So I was like, what do you need? And she's like, I need to go home and get my medicine. Like I'm freaking out. And I was like, all right, well, like here. Like I think I have Prozac or something. So I gave her an ibuprofen. 10 minutes later, I was like, "How do you feel?" For one, I'm a biology major. I know how this works. It takes at least an hour for basically any medicine to dissolve in your stomach and go through your bloodstream. Yeah. So basically,
what about the ones where they say it takes 15 minutes? Is that bullshit?
If that's like heartburn medicines and stuff. They work immediately because like Tums, they work immediately because it goes right into your stomach and then it's basically dissolved because that's the chalk in it. But now, these encapsulated pills usually take about 45 minutes to an hour. So after 10 minutes of her taking this ibuprofen, which is a little one, it was like 200 milligrams, whatever, you take for like a headache. And I asked her, I was like, how do you feel? And she's like, thank you so much. I feel so much better. And then she wound up spending the night and like nothing happened. And I was like, I told my roommate in the morning, I was like, I gave that bitch an ibuprofen. And he was like,
get him on that. He said it. Get him. What are we at? How am I this far ahead?
Stop swearing. I don't know. And also our marker's dying. You're swearing too much. You're killing the marker.
Yeah, hopefully that's a good thing, actually. Can't be able to write it down. You're going to have to tally it on your phone.
I'll make an Excel chart.
Excel chart. Yeah. My mom is going to kick me out of the house for how much I swear. There's a story you told on the podcast that I was on when I came on. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely going to. You have to. It is insane, and it goes along with the story about not sucking up.
That's true.
You didn't.
That's true.
You didn't.
As much as I tried not to, I feel like I did a little bit in the moment. But I wasn't like absolutely.
You met Waka Flocka. It's hard not to.
He's big. So I've met since I've started this podcast. I feel like I have met a lot of celebrities that I haven't really had a chance to talk to as much before. But like before I started the podcast, like. The biggest person I met ever was maybe like I have no idea. I met no one. I didn't meet anyone before this podcast.
It's me now. I've never ran into a celebrity.
All of a sudden, I've ran into Josh Giddey, who was like Rookie of the Year NBA, plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder, insanely good basketball player. I think his his girlfriend goes to Notre Dame, which is where I go to, Notre Dame Cleveland. And then I met, who else? I met Nick Chubb, like Miles Garrett, like a lot of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Never really had met like a music artist or anything. But I went to this, I guess you'd call it kind of like a bar, but it was like a day and night club called mm-hmm. Forward. And a lot of my teammates that I wrestle with are bouncers there, right? And they were like, hey, like this, it's a Sunday, you know, whatever. We you know, it's still, we have like 2 weeks until we start college. I think this was like mid-August.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, what's going on? And they were like, it's like the one of the end of the year parties for 4 day nightclub. You know, come out, whatever. I'll buy your ticket. And I was like, for what? And they were like, well, Waka Flocka is like performing here. And I was like, no way, like that would be sick. Like,
yeah,
I love, you know, obviously his songs are classic. If you've ever been to a homecoming, ever been to a dance, ever been to a wedding,
it's impossible to not have heard a Waka.
They're playing Waka. Like No Hands. They're playing something like that. And I was like, yeah, dude, like I'd love to go. So I text one of my teammates, LaRon. He sent me the address or whatever, and I went. It was like, dude, it was like 2 p.m. And everyone was just getting trashed. You know, it was an awesome like little party, and Waka Flocka came out on stage. You know, they had the security like bring him up, whatever. It was crazy. He performed, insane performance. He had girls twerking on the stage, like mm-hmm. insane. Like mm-hmm. the baddest chicks in Cleveland were twerking on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And Waka Flocka was just up throwing money, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he was insane. And afterwards, like most of the people had left. I want to say there was probably like a 200, 300 people event. In this, it's an all outdoor bar. Like
yeah.
it's, if it rains, you're getting rained on. There's a pool. Everything. It was nice. It was probably like 80 degree day. Sun was shining, beautiful day, and kind of just like the security team, the owner of the bar, and the bottle girls were there. And then since I knew like security, which is my teammates, I was still there just hanging out like drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, low key like trying to hit on this one bottle girl, but it didn't really happen. But something better happened anyway. So, and
call her out. I'll call her
hanging out.
B word for
Jessica.
You. Jessica, yeah. You're a bitch. Club managed to cut that. I don't know. If-
Yeah,
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, I doubt she would. I doubt she listens, but I didn't even.
Definitely not. I can promise you she doesn't.
I didn't even talk to her for real, so it's not even, you know, not even a big deal. I kind of missed my opportunity when I was.
Do you want to be built like a 2-ton pickup truck? Then my buddy Aaron here knows just the fella for you.
Right, guys. And that fella will be my good friend, Mike. He is in training. He is a personal trainer. Although not certified, you will save a ton of money going through a personal trainer like Mike, instead of paying $4-5 million for some of these old heads who are all jacked up on steroids, you're going through someone who knows what he's fucking talking about. I'm not kidding. I went through this program for the last 2 months. I gained in size. My numbers went up. I seriously swear by this, guys. He is going to help you out with bulking, cutting, toning, strength conditioning, anything you can think of. He is there. Now, there's going to be 3 different plans. All the details will be on his Instagram. You will find that at messer.fitness. That's messer.fitness. Messer.fitness. When you reach out, let him know you found him through the LND podcast, and you are going to get half off on any of the 3 plans. Again, guys, go try it out. Seriously, if you're looking to make real changes in the gym, this is going to be your way to do it.
With Flocka, so, but there's like this private bar, and there was really no one around, and except like my homie, like LaRon was there, and that was probably about it. And Waka Flocka was there, and he had him, his DJ, who also is, I mean, huge, big time, like millions of followers. I think his name's DJ D something, I forget his name, but he was just like vibing, and he had a full bottle of Casamigos like in his hand. He was just like sipping on the bottle. And I like went up to the bar, and I was like chilling there, and he was like, "What's up, young blood?" And I was like, "What's up?" And he's like, "You want a shot?" And I was like, "That?" And I was like, "Yeah, pour me up." Little did he know I had to drive like very soon after this. So I was like, "Whatever, like maybe I'll stay here for a little bit." So I was like chilling, basically backstage with Waka Flocka, and he was pouring me shots, whatever, just talking, and he's like, "You got your eye on anyone here?" And I was like, "I was low key like trying to hit up that bottle girl over there." And he was like, "Here, pour me 2 shots of Casamigos." He's like, "Go take this over there and say compliments to Waka Flocka." And I was like, "Brody," I was like, "No way." I was like, "That's sick." So I was like, whatever. So basically while he was pouring up these shots, the only thing I did like to fanboy, I took a video of us together, and I took a video of him pouring me shots. Which, yeah. I mean, you can't not take a video of Waka Flocka
pouring
me
You
shots.
Showed me the videos. They're not bad.
No, like, they're not horrible. I wasn't.
You're not like freaking out. You're not all over right. him. Like it's as if he was like a friend of yours. Yeah, like, they don't look crazy.
Right. So I was basically just like, I was like, yeah, like why he's pouring me shots. Yeah. Like basically what you would do. And I went over and I brought this girl, you know, I brought these girls the shots, and I was like, this is from Flocka. He poured us shots. Took them, whatever. I kind of folded because I was already kind of tipsy at that point. Aww. So I whatever. So I walked back over to the bar, and they're just all like chatting. And this is like low key. Like there's probably only like 10 people, including Waka Flocka and his crew, like back behind this like little private bar. And I have no idea how, but when I walked out to go give this girl a shot, someone must have heard me say like compliments to Waka Flocka, because when probably 5 minutes later, we were just all like chilling, like still drinking, like not as heavy as I was, not just shots because I was, you know, I had to sober up and drive. But all of a sudden, there was 100 people around this private bar. Aww. And all of a sudden, it went from like kind of like a one-on-one, like me and Flocka just like bullshitting, mm-hmm. to like him like pouring like everybody shots, yeah, whatever, yeah. 100 people. People were jumping in the pool. He mm-hmm. said he grabbed the microphone, started singing again. Like yeah, it was yeah, just yeah. crazy. But like in the time before that, we were just like kind of chilling, and he was like, I like Cleveland, man. Like, you know any good like dinner spots around here? Like, I'm trying to get dinner.
He likes Cleveland?
This. Yeah, he said he liked Cleveland. Because wow. we're in the flats, and like, he yeah, wasn't obviously nice, yeah. like in, you know, downtown. Like, we weren't like right by Key Bank. We were in the mm-hmm. flats. So, and this is the newest, and I mean, Forward Day Night Club is, I mean, shout them out. They're the best club in Cleveland mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to go there. Like, it's.
I've
it's
never awesome. Been. I've heard that, though. Dude, it's awesome. I have. I don't know. Honestly, that's the only club I actually have heard
Guys
of.
Guys usually have there. To pay cover like 20, 25 to get in. Yeah. There's no concerts. But I mean, usually they have concerts on like Saturdays. Mm-hmm. But on Fridays, you got to pay like 20, 25 to get in. But since my homies work security, we'll get in like nothing.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's sick. But yeah, basically, I just, you know, I met Waka Flocka and I got to hang out with him for a little bit, and I tried not to fanboy as much as possible, but he's a cool ass dude. Like, he's down to earth. And he's big as fuck. Like, what I was saying, like, he's like 6'5".
Massive, yeah.
Like, just this massive, like, low-legged dude, like, low. And he was just chilling with a blunt in his mouth. Like, he's cool as fuck, so.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I don't know. I don't meet famous people ever. Like, not even in, like, meet, and like, not even in that sense. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't run into them. It's not even, like.
See them like that.
Even in general. I've never been out at, like, dinner or something and been like, oh, that's like Chris Brown, like, you know what I mean?
Never. I've only seen literally never Stipe Miocic.
Miocic? He was at your job.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I did take a picture. I didn't want to bother him because he was at dinner, mm-hmm. but yeah, he was there. And then he lost. His next fight.
Yeah, I'm a big fight fan. So no, that's awesome. I would love to meet like fighter, like to meet like Sugar Sean O'Malley would be so sick. Like, I love.
Is that your go-to of?
No, Lil Uzi Vert. I love Lil Uzi Vert. I got it on my case. Like, he's
really Uzi.
He's a dog. I love Uzi so much.
That'd be sweet. He's funny too. As a person, like, he's good with like obviously he's a great rapper.
He's got a
but, like,
great personality.
As a person, he's hilarious. Bro, mm-hmm. you know, I like, this is a hot take. Other than Yachty's new album. Mm-hmm. I love Yachty's new album.
Okay.
Everything else he's ever dropped before that, aside from like 3-4 songs, hate it.
Really?
Hate it. I think he's horrible. Mm-hmm. But him as a person, follow him on TikTok, Instagram. He is so funny.
Do you know who Baylen Levine is?
I recognize the name.
He's like good friends with Yachty. Like, I think like 4 or 5 years ago, they had met up before Baylen Levine was like a big YouTuber, and they just like kind of like recorded some videos, but now they're like best friends.
Yeah.
If you like Yachty's personality, watch some of Baylen's,
I probably have
Baylen
seen
Levine's YouTube videos, because he always has Yachty.
I recognize the name. Mm-hmm. I recognize the name.
Like, in one of them, they did like the hot chip challenge, and him and Baylen, like Lil Yachty and Baylen.
Oh no, you know who I'm thinking of? Who's the guy who's always with Uzi? He was just with Blueface.
Oh, Kai.
Yeah, Kai. I'm thinking of Kai. So, no, I actually don't know who you're talking about.
I love Kai. Kai's awesome. Yeah, Valen's this tall, like, skinny white dude.
Yeah.
Who just, he's hilarious.
Tall, skinny white dude, yeah.
Basically you. Basically,
basically me.
No, you're jacked.
I wish. I don't know where this keeps coming up from.
Dude, I keep looking at you in that tank top, and I'm like, damn. Like, you would whoop my ass, dude. You're huge.
No, you would think I'd beat you in a fight.
Yeah,
you're D1 wrestling.
No, you're big.
You think I know how to fight? Look at where I grew up.
You're big. And
who am I fighting out there?
You never
my know. Dog?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Your dog would be a good fight too, Loki. Your dog's pretty good.
You say that because he's black? I'm sorry.
Come on,
I'm sorry.
Now, he's just a little darker than I like usually. But,
hey, yo!
No, I'm saying it because he's big as fuck.
Someone get that to Peanut. Someone get that to Peanut. He's going to beat your ass when you get back
Peanut
to
Peanut. Peanut is the most... I think Peanut is the most racist against black people I have, like, person I ever met, and he's black. Yeah. Like, he's so funny. He's like, I never say the N-word. And then, like, 3 times throughout our podcast, he was like, I think I'm going to say it. And then he just says it. I'm like, I thought you never said it. He was like, I just hate saying it. But he doesn't hate saying it. I guarantee you he doesn't.
That's gas.
No, he's hilarious.
Oh shit, one sec. Oh, dude, that can't count. That can't count.
You just caught that one. You've gone like, you've said it like four more times before you just realized you said it.
No, all jokes aside though, you have been in the gym. I know you have.
And
you
yeah, I've been taking it pretty serious. My dieting hasn't been as good, but yeah, like when I saw you, I was like just getting onto a like bulking plan,
right?
And like right now, I'm like just switching over to a strength.
Do you take plan. Any like supplements, like protein, stuff like that?
Yeah, I do protein. I don't do pre-workout.
Sorry, I worked out today and totally forgot to make a protein shake because I had my interview after.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna be honest. Like not in an egotistical way. Like it's genetics. Yeah, a lot of it is just genetics.
Is your dad in pretty good shape too?
Both my parents are kind of short though.
Yeah,
but then all of my siblings are tall.
How tall are you? Like 6'1"?
6'2".
6'2"?
Yeah, 6'2" without shoes. I don't want to be that guy. All right, 6'2" without shoes.
Damn. So when I said Waka Flocka was huge, you're probably like, he's kind of tall.
6'5" is massive. Yeah. I mean, my brother's 6'4".
Right.
My brother's 6'4". I'm 6'2". Elijah's pushing 6 foot. Uh-huh. Evan, the brother above him, is 6 foot, and then my oldest brother is like 5'10", 5'9" out of nowhere.
Yeah. If you're 6'2", if you're 6'2", right, and he's that's only 3 inch difference to Waka Flocka. I'm 5'9", and so that's a 5 inch difference to you. So you're closer to Waka Flocka than I am to you.
Yeah,
but he also is like.
It also has to do with presence. Right. Like I'm a stream being.
Waka Flocka Loki has a big ass head too, and he has like he has dreads that go down to like his ass. So damn it, I'm swearing. A good thing
you're living, man. Backward. You're but living.
He
Hank, he's playing it right. You just stay fucking talking. Ah, I need to shut up. You stay talking. Yeah, like, if I don't talk, scenarios. I don't wear the collar.
Yeah, wait till you get the scenarios.
Yeah, yeah.
You bring up Aaron Donald, I'm kicking.
I'm excited. Ass,
he thinks he can beat Aaron Donald in a fist fight.
If how many years? Okay, so what was the scenario, Aaron, with Aaron Donald?
If I gave you 2 years, right?
Okay.
2 years, I can fund you whatever. You spend 2 years straight of just strictly training.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly training.
Like what? Like fighting
style? Anything. Any. Okay. What sport could you go pro in? I want to start with that one first because that was some bull too. If I gave you have 2 years,
right.
2 years straight from where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sport you think you have a legitimate chance going pro in?
The only one possible, I think, for me would have to be wrestling. But the only thing about that is Olympics. You can. I mean, there's not much pro after. I mean, maybe. I don't think so. But maybe like a chance of hell, the closest one to wrestling that's like a professional sport I could make money in would be the UFC.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think I'm big enough to fight in the UFC really, because Sugar Sean's like 6 inches taller than me, and he's in the lightest weight class.
What's the lightest weight class?
It's featherweight. It's like 135, which I weigh like 140 right now. Yeah. But
you know, I guess it depends. Those guys cut from like certain guys, it's just a matter of like if they get you on the ground. You know what I mean? Like Khabib was a good striker, but like Khabib gets you on the ground, it's over. Right.
But that's the I'm not good at striking at all. The only thing I'm good at is on the ground.
But if you took 2 years straight of just taekwondo, like learning to strike and do all of that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you already have the wrestling behind you. You know what I just thought of? Mm-hmm. You go to Kent? Like, by the way, you wrestled D1.
Right.
You're pretty close to pro right there, okay?
A few levels.
Don't sell yourself short. Okay. Don't do that, all
right? Right.
You're him, all right, Jake? You're him.
No, I'm definitely not him.
You're him.
If I was him, my season's over right now because of an injury, so I'm not him.
You got injured? What happened?
I think that I bruised my two bottom ribs, and in turn, my left lung, it didn't like collapse or anything. My left lung like got pierced by one of my ribs.
Oh
so
my
it's, like,
god!
Healing right now a little bit. Oh. Yeah. So
Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you know Blake? He went to Medina.
Yeah.
Yes. Brody. One of my best friends.
Yeah.
Love him. He is. I want him on the podcast so bad because I'm sure, as you know, he is strange.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
You have him on Snapchat?
Yeah. I went to school with him for the last 2 years. His dad was our superintendent at the career center.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Dude, he is. I mean. Like, stupid book smart.
Yeah.
Like, we did a fight night at my house. I don't know if you ever heard. I don't know if I ever told you about this. Yeah, me and my friend group and, like, everyone who was, like, there for my graduation party. This is during COVID, too.
Right.
So this was a little, like, sketchy,
like
2021, I guess. 2020.
Yeah.
Like, literally 2020. We did a fight night, and Blake was there, and one of our friends, Keck, 400 pounds. Maybe not 400. We'll give him benefit of doubt. I would you say 350? Or you think he's straight 400?
I'd say 350 to 400.
He's a big 400. Dude. He's a big dude. But, like, he was weirdly athletic. Kind of.
Like, I don't know if I...
I guess not athletic.
Did
but
he play, like, football or anything?
No.
Or,
he no. played no, football yeah, in, like, middle school.
What could have sworn Keck was in football?
Yeah, middle school. I don't think he played in high school.
Okay.
He would...
Was he on our team in high school?
Because he didn't go to Wilds, did he? So I think
yeah, it had to have been high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't know him. Yeah, okay, well...
So then he did play football.
Yeah, so he did play football. But, like, he was like, oh, I want to fight someone. And, like, if you don't know Blake, he looks kind of nerdy sometimes. Like, he came, he had his glasses on, he's just a tall... He just looks like a tall, like, kind of in shape dad bod, like...
He's a little pudgy.
Yeah. Like, he just has that dad bod. He doesn't look like the freak athlete that I know he is.
Whereas, I mean, absolute... Like, Kent Clark, nerdy glasses.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he saw him, and Keck saw him, he thought he was chop liver.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I mean, Blake beat the living shit out of this kid. Excuse my language, but it got to the point where during the fight, I was, like, in his corner.
Right.
During the fight, I was like, every time he ducks his head down, like, just uppercut him. And he went, no, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was like that, where, like, he would, like, throw a haymaker, and he would just, like, kind of miss him, and he would just jab him. But the kid's so strong, his jab was a fucking haymaker,
right.
So he was just rocking him every punch.
Did he have gloves on?
Yeah, 12-ounce gloves. We had headgear on. We had wraps. So we did everything to, like, protect as much as we could. Every single person had their own mouthpiece, because that'd be disgusting.
Right.
But so we took it as serious as we could.
Was it like a pot? Were you guys, like, fighting for money or anything?
No. So how it originally started was my friend Jake... Crockpot, I'm sure you're not listening to this, but if you hear this, I probably shouldn't call him out. He's gonna make fun of me. He'll probably try and fight me again, and I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
He's the guy in the friend group that he wrestled all through high school.
Right.
He went to a D3 school, but that's only because he's more worried about like what he's going for.
What
and not.
School was it?
Chicago. It's in Chicago. It's a really religious school.
Oh, in college. He wrestles in college.
Yeah, yeah. He could have gone. Wait, say that again.
Do I know him?
You might. Jake Crocker, I'll show you him, because he wrestled for Brunswick, and he was like, he was him. He's kind of like shorter, I wouldn't even say short, he's like Zach's height, but like stocky build, like casually squats, like
I don't even know how much.
He's
big,
literally a monster. But I always joked with him about how like I would beat him in a fight.
Right.
Absolutely not would so. I not, like no way. Like he was that type of athleticism as like Blake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... He was just him.
You probably suspected a little more from a, like a short, stocky dude, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
his, I mean, I've played sports my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Played lacrosse. I mean, lacrosse is one of those like you need what?
He's had a head start. I mean, he was in combat sports.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I kept joking with him about it.
Right.
I kept joking with him about it. Like, oh, can you pull up his Instagram for me, Zach? Can I tell this? Oh, yeah.
He graduated with us,
2020.
Yeah.
You're same year, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's what I thought. But I kept joking with him, like, yeah, I beat him in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then our friend group was like, oh, we should do a fight night. And I immediately knew. I was like, no. I was like, no. And I remember him looking
this
at me.
This isn't Jake.
Go to my DMs. I know he DM'd me recently. He sent me a thing.
DM search.
He's one of them. I don't know. But, so I knew I was screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So then it became this whole thing of like, I don't have a choice. He's like, you don't have a choice. You are fighting me.
Right.
So, what we did was we had, you kind of fought based on weight class, but, like, with me and him, I'm tall and skinny, and he's short and stocky. So, like, it was the difference there. Now, mind you, he's a wrestler. He's been wrestling his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I played lacrosse my whole life, so it didn't really do anything for me other than, like, cardio.
I mean, if you guys are just, like, boxing, it wasn't, like, MMA. It was just boxing. Like,
it was I refused to do MMA.
Oh,
I literally refused to. Because he kept saying we should do that, and I was
right.
like, I'm not that dumb. Like, it's bad enough I have to box you.
Right.
Could not get out of it. But, yeah, we did a fight night, so we did a bunch of...
scroll through that.
We did a bunch of... like fights, like one after the other. We built a ring. We basically just put 2x4s in the ground, bought rope, wrapped them around the 2x4s, and like made a little ring like that. We
That's
had a Kanye
kind of
flag.
It was kind of official.
Yeah, a little bit. The guy who reffed for us, one of my good friends, Micho. Shout out Micho. He had a past in combat sports. He also wrestled on the wrestling team for Brunswick. He was super good.
I do not know who he is.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah, I've never seen him before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's. I mean, you see his build, short,
right.
stocky, but,
yeah.
like, dude, just, I mean...
He looks older than us, too. He's got that little...
I know. Love him. He also is... I shouldn't make fun of him. He's balding.
Okay.
His hair's receding. He's never going to listen to this. I genuinely think, out of like the, like, I don't think any of my friends listen to my podcast. I think it's occasionally, but like majority of my friend group, without a doubt. I know these idiots don't.
I'm on it. Why would I?
Exactly.
I mean, I listen to my podcast before I upload it every single time.
I listen to it. People always ask me if I listen to it. I'm like, do you realize I have to like edit it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to listen to it once it's up because I've already listened to it.
I'm gonna have Jordan and Zach edit my podcast, so I don't really do any of the editing.
Mm-hmm.
I just come up with the bio of the episode. I come up with the name of the episode, and I like tag people. I upload it, and then I do the Instagram. So I kind of have to listen to it because, you know, I don't want to be caught saying something.
You should get these goons on that because I do all that too. It's horrible. I'm joking.
I created the name, and I haven't gotten
it. He thinks he's gonna sue me.
I'm suing him.
He thinks he's suing me.
That is, do you have any sign of paper today? So,
what do you think that paper was for?
Oh,
theirs are just for show.
He's like, everyone signed this. He's like, Aaron's.
I was telling some kind of story. I don't know. Oh, it's not just about the boxing thing, but yeah, we just did it like that, and then I was like, me and Jake's fight was the final fight, but because we did it at my, we did it at night too.
Yeah.
So we had, you know, Joey Talaco. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He pulled up his car into my yard around the back. Amazing. And then it died right before me and Jake's fight, or like midway through me and Jake's fight, after all these fights.
Uh-huh.
So then we had like everyone around the ring like holding their phones. Wow. But like, it was legit, dude. Like,
who won that fight?
It was a draw.
Okay.
Because, so I'm gonna
crazy reach advantage.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So what we called it as, how it was settled, and it's better that it's a draw. I'm never going to fight him again. He keeps saying we're having a rematch. Absolutely not. No. I refuse. No.
Yeah,
it's not happening. He's going to beat the, no, it's not happening. I won't do it.
He's on his revenge tour right now.
Exactly. He's like, I have everything to lose from this, okay?
He's like,
okay?
I can't draw with Aaron. He's like, I got to beat his ass.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to draw with him.
Just wait till you hear how he lost. So I wrestled with Jake. My whole life, or like for my whole wrestling career, I guess.
Yeah.
I stopped pretty early on, but I knew he had like chronic nosebleeds. He gets them all the time.
Right.
So going into it, obviously I'm going to keep him at range because I'm taller than him and I have this long reach. So I just kept jabbing him. But my thought process going into it was like, I'm going to break his nose. Like, I'm going to break his face or his nose. I absolutely have to.
Right.
So every time he came in range, just popped him. Just kept popping him in the fucking face.
I can't fight my friends because it's just going to turn into something more. I've definitely fought my friends, but like,
that was a worry.
Dude, like, after, like, sometimes it's not as simple as just like a handshake, we're done. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it'll go after because like, I'm the type of dude who's like, if you get a good hit on me and then like the belt fight's over, I'm going to be pissed until the next time that we throw hands.
Dude, going into it right before the fight, we like even before we shook hands, while the fight before us was going, we like said a few words to each other. We both took it so serious.
Really?
Like, so serious. Because the whole thing was, I was the underdog.
Right.
Because all of my friends, everyone around me was like, oh, Jake's going to beat the shit out of you.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, I thought it too. I generally thought I was going to get knocked out like first round.
Uh-huh.
So then like, I like, kind of like low-key trained going up to it. Like,
push-ups and shit?
I worked out so heavy. I put on heavy. I mean, I was like 175. Like, I put on like 15 pounds.
How long did you have notice?
2 months. Two months.
Wow.
We both had like 2 months.
Wow, that's
so crazy. Like, I was just in the gym, just grinding.
Right.
And then like meeting with people who like had an idea about boxing, like knew what they were doing and like just learning stuff like that, watching YouTube videos. Like, and we both were doing that. We took it very serious.
Mm-hmm.
But so we going into the fight, we both like were like, you could tell just the mindset and that type of tunnel vision when you're in a ring with someone is so addicting.
Yeah.
Like, dude, ever since then, even now, like, for months after, all I want to do is fight.
Really?
All I want to do, anyway.
You should join a gym.
I thought about it. But the problem was, it was also, like, a bad time in my life, I guess. So it was also, like, I wanted to fight for, like, the wrong reason, where I was like, I just want to fight someone. Like, I don't care, you know what I mean? I just thought, I thought I was him.
Right.
So what needed to happen was someone needed to beat my ass. I just, thank God, I never fought anyone.
Right.
So I eventually just, like, obviously just snapped out of it.
Who did Joey fight?
Joey fought Jason, who was the biggest mismatch. Like, Joey's in good shape.
Right.
Tall. Jason, love you. You're in good shape now, so I can say this. Mm-hmm. At the time, fuck no. God. Absolutely not. Was he not in good shape.
Uh-huh.
Like, Joey just beat him the whole time. Like, Jason would, like, kind of throw a punch, and Joey would just smack
him. Was that the murder of, like, the... all of the fights? Was that the worst one?
No, Blake's was. Blake's was. Like, Keck was actually messed up. Like, and Blake didn't even, like, go hard.
Now, were these, like, was there, like, 3 rounds, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, so what we were doing for my... Did we do 7 for all of them, do you know?
I wasn't there. I worked.
Mine was 7 rounds. I know that. I think we did I think we did 4 for all of them.
That's a lot. 7 rounds.
We do 7 or do we 5? I don't remember, but we didn't go the full time.
So were you the main card then?
Huh? Yeah, I was main card. It's my house, and we were the reason it was happening.
Was this here then?
Yeah, in my backyard. That's so in my backyard. Crazy. There were a lot of people here too. Right. Like all of my brother's friends, all of these, like a bunch of like family, right. And then all of my friends, like. There was genuinely a lot of people.
Your family was here?
Dude, there was like 34. That's why I was like, I cannot get knocked out. Like, and at this time, going into this fight, I was just talking to this girl. Well, I ended up dating her, mm-hmm. but I was like just talking to this girl. So like, there was also that in the back of my head of like, if I get knocked out in front of this girl, that's over.
So like, did everyone come over just to watch fight, or were like, did you
both.
Have like food?
Both. I had people. Yeah, it was a whole, it was like my grad party.
Oh, then, okay.
After the grad party. So like, I did have people, like friends who showed up for the fights.
That's awesome.
But it was fun.
So you fought at your grad party then?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, then. It was wild.
That was definitely crazy.
But yeah, during the fight, it was just one of those things where I just kept hitting him in the face. He got bloody nose, both sides. And wow. Honestly, the first round especially, I beat the piss out of him. Mm-hmm. Love you, Jake. Call it as it is. I beat the shit out of you.
Right.
Because the whole time, I knew, I like watched videos and stuff, I knew like, just jab, keep him at range, and as soon as he comes in, like I knew how to like back up from someone without backing up. Like right. when you're in a ring, you don't step backwards, you step to the side. Like
right, kind of hit it.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to keep him. So like, he was on the offensive the whole time and I played defense the whole time.
Yeah.
And I just was playing him of like
you capitalized on his mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So little things, and he didn't know how to fight that.
Mm-hmm. No, a lot
neither
of
us have any
even me fans. Including me. I'm actually starting like Muay Thai. It's like Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, and MMA next week at a gym near me.
Mm.
Dude, you should come. It's actually free for like the first month. And then I'm not
Word?
Sure how much it is. Yeah,
where's this at?
Pretty cool. It's in South Euclid in Ohio. So it's over by like
Beachwood. Dude, I might actually.
Area.
When is this?
Not bad. I'm going to start like next week.
Oh, I'll be in Philly. Oh, I go to Philly tomorrow.
Dude?
And then...
What are you going to Philly for?
My friend Sydney wants to go to see this artist Nessa Barrett.
Okay.
I've never listened to her before.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she needed someone to go with her, and I was like, I mean, I want to see Philly, so we like made a deal. She paid for my tickets and stuff, and then
tickets?
Yeah, I guess
a friend or like
what? Yeah, good friend. Okay. Good friend. Like I met her through Jackie when I was dating Jackie.
Is that the girl you had on the podcast before though?
No, that's Corey. That's
okay,
Corey.
Yes,
I've known Corey since like freshman year.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So I'm trying to wrap up this fight story. So our fight ended. How it went was I won the first 2 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
The third round was iffy. The third round was pretty close.
Right.
Fourth round ended middle of the round because like he couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has a mouthpiece and had so much blood like it was going down his throat and stuff.
Oh wow!
Like at one point during the fight, like we're fighting and he just puts his gloves down and just spits his mouthpiece out and it's just blood. And he's like blood. I'll show you pictures. I'll put them up on Instagram too and I'll
right,
show you
yeah,
them
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
He had like blood like pouring from. It looked like I destroyed him.
Yeah.
Really? I just got his nose.
That's how it should look.
Him, exactly. But it looked like I fucked him up. But in reality, me and Jake had the least amount of injuries of all the fights. Like we were fine.
Which is good. That's why I can't bro, I'm not trying to get like injured like that. You know, I have a long, you know, I want longevity over you know, just one night of stardom because... You know, I know, I'm very positive I can take most of my friends. And I have, like, in a wrestling match, I'd take all of my friends. But, like, in a fight, I mean, I have a lot of, like, big friends. Like, Jordan's pretty big. Like, Cooch is pretty big. Zach was a, you know, all-star football player, you know, all conference. And he could have, you know, got a scholarship to pretty much any D2 school he wanted to. But I think that would be, like, a good fight. I would never want to fight him. Also, he's my podcast host, so that would separate the podcasts. But I would rather have, like, longevity than that. But, like, with the nosebleed thing, I know a lot of, like, guys coming from... like a wrestling background where you have cauliflower ear, you have nosebleeds chronically. Getting your nose, I subscribe to the idea of getting your nose cauterized, which is basically where they like they put like this powder up there that and they ignite it and it burns all of your blood vessels, so none of the blood can come to your nose. The only problem that I've heard from that is, if it can get infected very easily because obviously you have mucous membranes in your nose, and if you burn them and then they go to reheal. You know, that it's just, you have mucus coming through there and all, and, you know, it's like mucus on a cut. And then another one is like, since you have like a lot of, like, you know, sensors and stuff, and I don't even know what to call them, But you have a lot of shit in your nose that you like you smell with, right? If you cauterize all those arteries and those veins and stuff in your nose, you can't smell as good.
Yeah.
So it's almost like
I don't even have a sense of smell anymore.
Really? I feel like I don't.
When I got COVID, it never came back.
I don't think I ever got COVID.
No way.
I've had it twice.
The only like person I met. Original ones in Medina to get COVID. Really? Was like the start of the. I was basically like the start of the virus.
You were the epidemic in Medina.
Well, what about that kid?
Coughing on everything.
Did you guys hear about that kid in Buckeye who got it before it was like coronavirus and he died? It was like flu. It was flu-like symptoms.
So
what they said
when it was like before.
He was a freshman and died. It was horrible.
It was before like the. I was sophomore year in high school when COVID hit, right. And it was like before the whole closed down of everything.
Yeah.
So I'm at my buddy's house. Like before I left, I didn't feel that great. I thought it was just my allergies because it was spring. And I went over to his house. It was like 2 a.m. and I just started downpour sweating. Like I looked like I just got done running a 5K.
Yeah.
And I get up, I'm walking over to the bathroom and I just get dizzy. And next thing I start puking.
Oh.
I start puking. Every,
you got it bad
floor,
too.
All of his. Dude's floor, brand new carpet.
This was 2020, right?
Yeah, this was 2020. And then I'm like, they're like, you want to spend the night? I'm like, I think I just need to go home. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't eat.
Did his whole family get sick from it?
No. Yeah, basically.
Really?
And then next thing you know, my sister starts getting sick. And then she starts like, she was younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents didn't really give a shit about me because she was younger. And I get it.
Yeah.
And then
get older, brother.
Yeah. I'm over there dying on the couch. Yeah. Like, haven't ate for like 4 days. Haven't like barely even drank water.
Right.
And they're taking her to the hospital and everything. She just couldn't stop puking. She puked like 6 times.
Oh my God.
And like was just downpour sweating. She had like a temperature of 104. And then they take her and like the doctors go, it's like a variant of flu. But honestly, we have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
And then fast forward. 3 weeks later, they're like, COVID has hit Medina.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variant of flu. And we're like, I wasn't nowhere near had this disease.
Yeah, how bad was that, losing your senior year for you?
Oh, dude, that sucked. Because that was the first time in high school that I had made it to state to wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, and I was projected. I was projected state champion.
Wow.
And I packed my bags the night before. They had a clap out for it was me and my friend Brody Stallings, who made it to states. It was like the first time that we had kids from Cloverleaf that had made it to state in, I want to say like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
So like wrestling isn't a. Damn. I mean now we have a good program, but when we went there, not a good program. We're like some of the only, I mean maybe three out of five good wrestlers on the team, 2 out of 5 good wrestlers on the team. So me and Brody had made it, and I packed my bags the night before. Going to get on the bus, we had a clap out. School had just ended. It was like 2:35. We got on the bus, and my coach, dude, the bus driver was waiting for like 45 minutes. He's like, where is your guys' coach? I was like, no idea. Our principal, our superintendent, and my head coach got on the bus, and they're like, hey guys, you guys aren't going to Columbus. Like, it's, coronavirus has shut down. Like, I think it was the St. John's Arena, something like that. We were going to wrestle in. And they were like, St. John's has postponed all of their events until further notice.
2 weeks, yeah.
There was already people, I know like kids from, because they wrestle divisions 1, 2, and 3. I wrestle division 2 in high school. Divisions 1, 2, and 3, we all wrestle down there. So, I mean, there's like 40,000 people that go down
there. It's no small event. Like, no, it's big.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, I had cried the night before. I was like, I'm going to fucking win it. Like, I'm going. Mm-hmm. And I was on the bus and they were like, nope. They were like, you were not going. So I basically just like sat in my room that whole night and was like, what the, I was like, what the fuck? That's what I said. And then, I hit 5.
Well, let's get a count because this is, all right. This is obscene.
Aaron, you have a lot of others. You've slowed down on the F words. Okay.
Yeah, doing better.
Yeah, you only doubled me on the F words pretty much.
Look at them!
So you have 9 F words, and then you have 15 others.
Wait,
and
I'm
then,
in close second.
You are close second.
Yeah, actually, you have 5 F words, you have 8 others, and then Hanky has 3 others, and I have 5 others. Me and him both have 0 F words.
You said like a few sentences, and you already got 3 in there.
Well, because if we want to get him to catch up, all we got to do is talk about Aaron Donald for the next 10
minutes. Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk.
And he'll be double Aaron.
Go ahead. You lead this conversation because I'm confused on.
I want to know your take too. So
explain the whole.
So here's
the exact scenario that you told us.
Yeah, I'll tell the one that involved this.
Okay.